Lord, may be pleased to help me again. I would ask your attention to Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 13. Isaiah 43, verse 13. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Isaiah 43, verse 13. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? What an unspeakable word this is. What an unspeakable mercy this is, that the Lord says he will work, and who shall let it? There are many that would hinder God's work. There is man, there are devils. But friends, the Lord is greater than them all. He is God Almighty. And if it were not so, there'd be no hope whatever for you and I, or any of the Lord's children. No. But he is our maker. He has made a way that poor sinners might be saved. Remember, the dear Lord came in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve were tempted and lured to by the devil, Satan. They gave way. Oh, what a solemn curse was brought upon the earth because of it. Yet the dear Lord made a way of escape for them. The Lord had warned them that if they partook of that fruit, they would die. And the day came when they did die. But he made a promise that he would deliver. And in due time, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came down upon this earth to be a man and die for his children. But blessed be God, that wasn't the end. He must rise again. He said, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it up again. No man taketh it from me. And so, friends, Jesus satisfied justice. Oh, the mercy of God. I will work, and who shall let it? The Lord will work. He works regarding the new birth. We read that wonderful chapter in the ninth of Acts regarding Saul on that road to Damascus. I don't think there's a clearer case in Scripture of one being born again Oh, the power of God. That man was determined he was going to go his own way. He was determined he was going to serve Satan. That's what it amounted to. You may depend Satan was in it. He was persecuting the Lord Jesus Christ and the Church of God. Many were suffering at his hands. But the Lord says, I will work, and who shall let it? And there comes a time with the children of God when the Lord says, in effect, thus far and no further. And so it was regarding Saul. He could not go another step in serving Satan and rebelling against God. Oh, he was cut down. I will work, and who shall let it? And he was made utterly helpless. His sight was taken away from him, temporary. He didn't know it was temporary. He knew his sight had been taken away. They led him by the hand. But all the effects upon it. Oh, how, what that man went through, we don't know. But you may depend. Those 3 days and 3 nights, he suffered much in his soul, in his heart. You may depend. Many, many things, evil things, were brought back to his remembrance, which broke his heart, because he felt the sin of it and the guilt of it. But oh, what a wonderful change. He couldn't do it anymore, could he? And I think that is one of the most touching things in the scriptures, where we read of Ananias being sent to Saul. Ananias knew all about Saul. He responded to God and told him, reminded him what Saul was doing. But oh, the Lord assured him that he prayed, that he was praying. He assured him that he was a child of God. And Ananias was satisfied. And this is what is so beautiful. He was sent to Saul. And what did he say? Brother Saul. Brother Saul. He felt the love and union to that dear man. Yes, he did. And look how he responded and told Saul that Jesus Christ had sent him. The same Jesus Christ that he had persecuted and that had stopped him on the road to Damascus. Now he was sending Ananias to him, that he might receive his sight. Oh, the love of Jesus Christ. How great it is. It's past finding out. Oh, the response. Another thing that flashes into my mind, we have the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of the journey here below, when he was falsely accused, of many things. Because men and devils hated him. Ah, friends. Oh, but Jesus, we read, when he was falsely accused, he answered them not a word. Not a word. He knew there was no truth in it. But Jesus was humbled, submissive. He was to suffer for his dear children, and he answered not a word. Friends, that is not an easy thing. When we are not guilty of a matter, to be silent. But there are times when I believe we shall be brought into that place and we shall be silent. Because we shall commit it into the Lord's hands. There comes a time with us, friends, when we don't feel we can argue with men and devils. Our times are in his hands, and all events at his command. We had it, we sung the hymn. Ah, friends, all to be found there, humbled and submissive to the will of God. He makes no mistakes, no mistakes. There are many times, friends, when we have to be put into the fires, we have to be tried. We sung of it, didn't we? We should go into the fires, but they won't burn us. The three Hebrews were cast into the fiery furnace. They wasn't burnt. No. Daniel was cast into the lion's den. The king, I believe he suffered a lot that night, the king. He couldn't sleep. He went in haste early in the morning. Daniel, is thy God continually able to save thee? Or something to that effect. Oh, the wonderful response to the king. The king heard the words of Daniel. He addressed the king with respect. And he could speak of the mercy of his God. He could declare that the Lord had shut the lion's mouths. They couldn't touch him. And were it necessary, he could have stopped there a week, they still would have their mouths shut, because the Lord shut them. There is a word that says, when the Lord shuts, that something like, man cannot open it. The Lord shuts, and no man can open. And the Lord opens sometimes, and no man can shut it. And some of us have had to prove these things, especially in the ministry. There have been doors, or a door, in particular in my case, one door. I thought it was opened, it was engaged, but I never went. The door was shut. Clearly, distinctively, shut. God shut it. I've never forgotten it. It brought the worst out of me at the time. And I didn't know what I was going to do on the Sabbath. My heart, my carnal heart, planned what it would do. It planned it would go to a certain chapel on the Sabbath day. But I found that the Lord worked. I will work, and who shall let it? The Lord came. On the weeknight service, before that Sabbath, and spoke to me. He humbled me, he broke me down, and I had to say there and then, Lord, I will go. I will go. And I went to the house of God, where I should have been, where I belonged. And the dear Lord was there. He saw them toiling in rain. That was the subject. I've never forgotten it. The Lord bless me. I will work, and who shall let in? Friends, we may not understand the Lord's way and dealings from time to time, but he knows the path that he will take. He knows what he's going to do. And he will bring it to pass. Nothing will prevent him. Nothing. No powers. No men. Nothing. I will work, and who shall let him? I remember an experience of one of the Lord's servants quite some few years ago now. He went to and was engaged to preach at a certain chapel for the first time. He sought the Lord for a text. He wrestled all night, Saturday night. The Lord had given him a word, but he said, I can't take that, Lord. This was the first time that he was to preach the word at that place. The text that was given him was this. Thou shalt die and not live. And the dear man had to take it. And he stood up before that church, that congregation. He said, I'm not going to be a Jonah. I've got to deliver what God has given me. And he spoke of that church dying. It wasn't the person, it was the church that he was exercised about, that was laid on him. And he delivered it very solemnly and very as if he knew all about it. He didn't know, because God did, and God led him right into it. And friends, it came to pass. That place is gone now. It's closed. I will work, and who shall let it? Oh, how we need to beware, to be careful, to honour God. There were things in that church that were dishonouring to God. They were allowed to happen and go on. And that was God's judgment upon that cause of truth. Ah, friends, how we need to beware and acknowledge God. How we need to remember He sees all. All that takes place. A day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. That gives us some little inkling as to how God sees and views the things of time and our lives. A day is as 1,000 years. Well, our life is nothing, is it? If we live to 100 years, that's not much, is it, in comparison to 1,000 years? But friends, oh, how God sees all. Nothing is hid from Him. You and I may be afraid of many things. We are afraid of many things. And it seems the older we get, the more solemn things get. And we get more and more concerned as to how we're going to carry on through various things that come upon us. We may make various plans, or try to make various plans. We may try and make life a bit easier in various ways. But friends, we're meddling with our things, time things. We are to go to the Lord. I will work, and who shall let it? I will. The Lord knows when you and I need it a bit easier. The Lord knows when something is getting too much for us. Oh, how we need to remember. How we need to put our trust in our God. How we need to pray unto Him that He would undertake for us. that he would guide us and lead us in his paths, in his paths. Oh, friends, our lives are in his hands. The number of our days is in his hands. It won't be altered. Oh, that the Lord would prepare us for our end. I will work, and who shall let it? Oh, the wonders of the grace of God. How the Lord deals with his children. How he has dealt with some of us. All of us, I hope. We've found this, friends, and I love this word, and it's this. God's providence unfolds the book. God's providence. Friends, we don't want a providential religion only, but you cannot separate a providential religion from a spiritual religion. They're interwoven. Blessed be God. The Lord knoweth the path that we take, the path that he leads us in. He makes no mistake. No mistakes. I will work, and who shall let it? Who shall interfere with God's plans, God's schemes? You and I won't, nor with anyone else. There are many people with great authority in the world, in our nation. We have police, we have judges, magistrates, we have ministers, we have the Prime Minister, kings, queens, princes, many people. But friends, they're all in God's hand. They're in his hand. Oh, friends, we may have and do have many fears from time to time as to what is going to come upon us, what will be permitted to happen in our country. Wonder sometimes what persecution we may come under. But the Lord says, I will work, and who shall let it? The Lord can deal with those that have the authority and power over us. The Lord can deal with kings, queens, prime ministers, princes, or whoever they are. He can shut their mouths, he can lay them low, he can reverse decisions that may be made by them. Just to give you a very, very simple thing, look at the times we have the weatherman pronouncing what is going to come in regarding the weather and so on. And look how many times they fail, and they can give no reason for it. Oft times they don't know why it should have changed. But doesn't it show to us that it is God that reigns? I will work, and who shall let it? It's in the Lord's hand. And so, friends, regarding his dear children, Oh, it may be some of us have children who are grown men and women. They're ours. We love them. Nothing can alter it. They're ours. Whatever they are doing, whatever life they are living. But does not our hearts ache for them? Do we not mourn over their life, their walk? Many things might be said regarding it. For and against. With some friends there. They are shocked. They've turned against our denomination. Let's be straight. But friends, we can't do anything to change them. We can't convince them any different. We can't show them where Satan is working. We can see he's working. We know he's working. We can't convince them. And we can see their soul is at stake. Eternity is coming. It's facing them. We may have a little humble hope sometimes that we should be found in eternity. That our Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. Oh, blessed hope, blessed hope. But what of our sons and our daughters? Where are they? Where will they be? We can't bear the thought. What if they should be cast into a never-ending hell? Oh, friends, we can enter a little, into what David passed through. Oh, he had his son. No hope in him. Died. Oh, would to God that I died for thee, he said. But friends, the Lord says, I will work, and who shall let it? How solemn these things are. But the Lord said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. It couldn't be reversed. It couldn't be altered. Cain and Abel. There was two brothers. Both religious. One had a true religion. The other didn't. One was saved, one was lost. I will work, and who shall let him? Oh, friends, it's both ways. It's not just one way. It's what God has appointed that will take place. Oh, may the Lord help us to put our trust in our God help us to be submissive to his holy will. Oh, there are things we find it so impossible in ourselves to say, thy will be done, thy will be done. We need the Lord to humble us. We need him to overcome the difficulties that we come into from time to time. And what a mercy, friends, that the Lord knows how to deal with our hearts, how to humble us, how to bring us into that place where we are able to say to our God, I will go, I will go. Not my will, but thine be done. You say, well, that was the Lord Jesus Christ who uttered those words. Yes, it was. But friends, these dear children are called to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus in his sufferings in some small measure. And the Lord appoints it. The Lord brings us into those things that he would, where he will lead us and teach us, or that we might be kept from rebelling. Jonah rebelled, didn't he? But all how Jonah suffered. But it didn't alter the love of Christ, did it, to his hot soul? When Jonah was submissive and broken down and repentant, the Lord commanded that fish to vomit him out on dry land. This is our God, friends. A God of love. A God of mercy. May he bless the few things and forgive anything that has been amiss for his name's sake.